The Alberta Pound and Rescue Centre, APARC, in Airdrie hosted a book sale from May 27 to 29, raising funds for a lump-removing surgery for Bucku, an approximately 8-year-old pup who is suffering from a suspected cancerous mass. Bucku is currently seeking a foster to adopt forever home. Those interested in Bucku can apply to foster him. While Bucku is being cared for by his new family, APARC will ensure he receives the medical treatment he needs before he is fully adopted. According to Samuel Sandage, the regional shelter manager for APARC, Bucku has extreme separation anxiety. Sandage is hoping to find a foster home for Bucku soon, so the pup can recover at home, surrounded by his new loved ones. Like all the pets at the center, Bucku has received all his vaccinations and has been microchipped, meaning he is ready to head to his new foster home any day. The book sale for Bucku's surgery had a good turnout, according to Sandage. Received through community donations, the books were priced between 25 cents and $2. On the book sale's final day, shoppers could fill any sized bag for $10, Sandage said. Folks that are avid readers know that there's value in their books even after they're done, so they always want to make sure there's a good place for them to go, Sandage added. The books that did not sell were donated to another Airdrie organization and some will be saved for APARC's next book sale. Formerly a bookstore owner, Sandage was motivated to host a book sale to create a financially accessible way for everyone to pick up a book, while also fundraising for the animal shelter. I really think that literacy is a huge component to a really happy, healthy and lively society, and ensuring that through low-cost books for everybody is a really good way to do that, Sandage said. There's no other opportunity to see such a variety of books in front of you. Aside from the book sale, APARC also accepts donations year-round. A registered charity, those interested can make monetary donations online. The shelter has a current wish list of items, including bleach, dog food, toilet paper, and hand sanitizer. People are also able to donate by visiting the Airdrie Center, located in the Eastlake Industrial Park. The wish list can be found on the APARC website. Although the book sale fundraiser went specifically to helping Bucku, typically, APARC's fundraisers help to support animal rescue operations, Sandage said. We take the animals that have not been reclaimed and we make sure that they're sterilized, so they can't contribute to the pet overpopulation, vaccinate them so they have a lower chance of getting ill, deworm them to get rid of anybody that's sucking the life out of them, and microchipped to make sure they go back home, Sandage explained. Once the animals receive these treatments, they are then put up for adoption. To adopt an adult cat, the cost is $180, while an adult dog costs $300. The adoption fees do not cover the cost of the medical treatments and microchips the pets receive, so fundraising is crucial for the center. APARC also offers a Barn Buddies program, where animals that are not adoptable, such as semi-feral cats, can have a second chance at life. Sandage said these animals can be purchased on a donation basis, with a minimum $25 donation. Because of our current bylaws, we're not allowed to release them back into the community, so the only other option is euthanasia. It's not ideal, so we like to utilize our Barn Buddies program as much as can. We've been able to rescue a few dozen animals in that way, he added. Not only are you adopting, but you're giving an opportunity for another animal to fill that kennel space and be seen and given an opportunity to find a loving home as well.